Backseat Box Office, episode number 35 for the weekend of May 20th through the 22nd, 2011.
Hey, this is Tony.
And this is
Tony. Is Jonathan.
Oh, you guys talked over each other.
Sorry.
I waited.
I'm used to waiting on Andrew, and he's That's not true. Here, and I didn't know what to do.
We'll start again. You go first, Jonathan.
All right. Hey, this is Tony.
This is Jonathan.
And this is Tony.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you're listening to Backseat Box Office, which may be confusing because you don't hear Andrew. But, you know, we don't know where he's at.
We really need to get that soundboard so we can have a button for snoring.
Yes.
One for crickets and one for snoring.
Well, you know what's funny is somebody actually sent me a web page that's like a soundboard, a virtual soundboard. Supposedly I could have done that through my Color Nook. I should have queued that up. I need to do that next time. I could plug that into one of the inputs and just play it right from there. It feeds right into the mixer. We'll have to do that. We'll have to work on that for next time. So Backseat Box Office. We do the whole movie thing, picking and whatnot.
Yeah. My score, I think, is still zero on the two other times I've been here.
No, no, right. No, we have actually had somebody have a zero, so kind of not funny to make fun of.
Oh. I thought my score was really a zero.
No, I think you had like a 15.
Yeah, you had a 0%.
Yeah.
But not a 0 points.
We have points and percents.
Yeah.
It's very complicated.
It sounds like it.
It is very high tech.
You know what I find funny is that in the voicemail listener feedback show, you tell the listeners to listen to the regular show. And now that we have an opportunity to explain exactly what we do and how we do it to someone who is not entirely clear on it, we're glossing over it.
We're obfuscating it completely. Yeah. All right. So
if you don't understand, listen to the main show. If you don't understand, you never will.
Now, to be fair, I did write out all the instructions on the website. They are all there on the BSBO scoring page.
That is fantastic, but you don't say
but we're not referencing
check out
that.
The BSBO scoring page.
So let's go ahead and talk about it to explain it to Tony number two so he understands what we're doing.
There you go. So
the way this works is everybody starts with 25 points.
Okay.
When you make your picks, you start with 25 points. You pick the top five, what you believe the top five movies are going to be after the weekend box office results come in. Everything, every position you are wrong for each movie, you lose a point. The exception to that is for the number one movie you select. So, for example, if you select the number one movie to be last week to be Bridesmaids, Bridesmaids came in second place. You were one position off, but since you selected that as number one, you lose 2 points.
Okay.
If you had Thor at number four, Thor was actually in first place.
Right.
You lose 3 places because the difference between fourth place and first place is 3. So you lose 3 points for that.
Okay.
You tally the subtractions from each of those 5 positions. You subtract those numbers from 25, gives you your score. A perfect score is 25. Great scores. 22 and up. Even some weeks, 19 and above.
Right.
We have had some rough weeks.
Yeah.
Then again, there's times when you have someone select Dylan Dog being in the top five, and it ends up at number 17.
Right.
And at the same time, you pick a movie in the first position, and it's in sixth. And because you picked it in first and it's in sixth, that's 5 positions different. But because you picked it in first, you double each of those positions, so you lose 10 points for that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And you lose those 10 points and about 15 points for Dylan Dog, and you end up with a 0.
Okay.
Actually, you end up with a -3, but we're generous in that we don't let scores go below 0. So you end up with 0. hypothetically that happened. Or maybe I'm confused by the word hypothetically and it actually happened.
It really happened.
I think we should put a trauma warning at the start of this explanation.
I confuse the words hypothetical and real all the time, incidentally.
Yeah, we,
like, I hypothetically took the trash out.
Yeah. We need to put a spoiler warning on this for Mentally, because I think listening to that description will spoil her day. Not that it ruins anything for anyone else, but it will just spoil her day.
That's why I said we need a trauma warning. Yes. Because we're going to be bringing up painful memories.
Yeah, so
inflict trauma on someone.
That said,
that just means you're a terrible person, Tony.
People are just figuring this out. I don't understand that. I don't know why this is suddenly news.
It's not. It's just fun to call you out.
Honey. The problem is when you compare me to Adam.
Yeah,
I mean
that's really what it comes down to.
It's kind of like that whole comparison of me to Adam and our descriptions of Scott Pilgrim. I thought Scott Pilgrim was a good movie. I just don't think it is the end all be all of film the way he does. So by comparison, it makes me look like I hate the movie when in fact I don't.
No, but everybody knows that said, the movie.
That said, if you say that I'm a good person in comparison to Adam, that's a fair statement.
I have never claimed you were a good person.
Thank you. I think. I don't know.
I hypothetically good believe guy. You're a good person.
I'll call you a good guy, but that's a different thing from a good person.
That's true. That is true. Well, you call me a good guy because I introduced you to Sausage Fest.
Yes.
So hopefully we all have a clearer picture of what the scoring means and what's going on there. If you don't, you can actually check out a fairly detailed description with examples on the Backseat Producers website. Go to backseatproducers.com. Up at the top, there's a link for BSBO scoring. You click that. You can see the leaderboard for the week. You can see how everyone's doing. And just below the leaderboard is the full description with examples of how we do the scoring. In case I just messed something up in my description.
No problem.
So, that said, let's talk about how we did.
Yeah, should we talk about this week?
Yeah, let's do.
Because I'm okay with that.
Well, yeah, you should be.
Since Andrew isn't here, I'll cover the movies that came out, or the movies as they played out, I guess. At number one, we have Thor, as has been mentioned. Made $34.7 million, was down 47% from last week. Number two was Bridesmaids. That opened with $26.2 million. There you go. Fast Five was number three at $20.4 million, down 37% from last week. Priest debuted at number four with almost $15 million. And Rio dropped practically nothing and stayed at number five at $8.2 million. And that's even, the impressive thing is that's even with having dropped 300 theaters.
Yeah, they lost 10% of their theaters, but only lost 3% of their gross.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's ridiculous. And utterly just throws me off.
It threw everyone off last week. Because there were a number of people that had 24 that would have had 25 had it not been for Rio.
Yeah. Well, and you know, because I was one of those people.
Yeah.
I had Thor, Bridesmaid, Fast Five, and Priest right on the money, and then Rio was dropped Jumping the Broom, which was my number five, dropped that to number six, so I lost the point. I was at 24. The interesting thing is that I looked at Box Office Mojo, and they actually have a... We were joking about being bought out by them.
Yes.
By IMDb. They actually have a prognosticator. I didn't notice when he posts his things, but he did a prediction for the weekend, and also the professional who presumably is getting paid for this also picked the same top four or top five that I and several other people did, had jumping the broom at number five.
To be fair, Andrew and I also picked the same top five.
Yeah.
But then to be spiteful, changed it after you selected them, which worked out so well.
Yeah, how'd that go for you guys?
It could have gone better. I'm just saying.
So I got a 24.
What did I end up getting? I don't even remember. I just recorded this the other day, and I don't even remember.
22.
Was it a 22? Yeah, I believe that sounds right. Yeah, I selected Thor at number one, Bridesmaids at number two, Fast Five at number three, which those were all right. I actually swapped Priest and Jumping the Broom. So I lost 2 points for Jumping the Broom, 1 point for Priest. I ended up with a 22. Looking at Andrew's, he actually swapped Priest and Fast Five versus what you had done. So Thorn Bridesmaids were dead on. Priest was off by one. Fast Five was off by one. Jumping the Broom was off by one. So he had a 22 as well. Yeah, and we had a newcomer this week who his first picks were exactly the same as yours, and he had a 24, so he jumped from not on the list to number one.
Nice.
Because his average score is 24.
Good for him.
And nobody can beat that as an average score. That's just crazy. So that pushed almost everyone down at least one notch. Yeah, I went from fourth to fifth. Tim actually snuck in around you, and he actually stayed the same.
But yeah, I want to point out, he's like, I used the maths to come up with my list that is identical to my list.
Yeah, I think that's his. He's like, I've got this plan. I'm not going to reveal what it is. You know what? I think his plan is that he's just going to pick the same thing that you are.
Well, it fared him well. If
it did, yeah, it did well for him.
And if he used the maths, then the maths did exactly the same thing as my picking them out of the air did.
Yeah. So you ended up losing two positions. Andrew ended up losing two positions. So the hosts are now in fifth, seventh, and tenth place, respectively. And that's me, you, and Andrew.
But I did notice that I went from 20 to 20.2.
Yes.
Yeah, you had a 20.5, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, which so means we're I'm real like close. 6 points away from passing you there, sir.
It's getting close. It's getting very close.
I expect to get beaten by the listeners. That's okay. I am coming for you, though.
Now it's funny because the listeners are like, yeah. I can't remember now exactly who it was, but the comment was something to the effect that, yeah, I don't know why you don't think we're beating you, because we've had a chance to listen to every episode so far and learn from every mistake you guys have made.
Yeah.
so that when we're making our picks, we have all this experience that you guys have gone through and have screwed things up.
Yeah. Yeah, I am not surprised at all that honestly, if we ever ended up like the bottom three,
I would
not be surprised.
I've been half tempted to just pull the three of us off the leaderboard just to have us competing amongst each other and let the real prognosticators battle it out. Because at this point, we're just in their way.
Pretty much. That would bump a good chunk of people up three spaces. So
yeah,
I would imagine.
That's true. That's true. And we already have two new people that have submitted this week. Mm. So the list is just going to keep getting bigger.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We've got only one new movie.
Yeah, nobody really cares about that one, right?
No. I mean,
Pirates are kind of played out. Johnny Deep, Johnny Doofus,
Depay. It's French. Johnny Depay.
That's how you pronounce that second P.
Depepe.
Yeah.
You have to stutter step the second P. Is that how that works?
Pretty much it. Depepe.
Jeanne Depepe.
Johan Depepe.
Yeah, so there is only one wide release film coming out this week in 4,000 theaters.
Yeah.
What about that Beautiful Life movie? That looks good.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Yeah. A Beautiful Life in 23 theaters.
And the Beaver is expanding.
Yeah, I was going to mention that too.
The Beaver is expanding, isn't it?
It doesn't say how much it's expanding though, and apparently it flopped in its limited opening. So,
I don't think anyone expected otherwise.
Yeah,
I actually really wanted to see.
I don't think
that
anybody
movie.
Really cares about it. Mel so Gibson ridiculous. Talking to
it. It does look really ridiculous. I will probably seek it out once it hits DVD, just because I want to see just how bad of a train wreck it is.
I don't think it'll be bad. I think it's going to be stupid. But I don't think it's going to be bad.
That's a good point. You've got a good point there. Because Jodie Foster's directing it.
Yep.
And
Mel Gibson's gonna be,
acting in it.
Yeah, it's...
It's going to be ridiculous.
Yeah. But I think it'll be funny.
It very well could be. And I think stupid
supposed
is...
to be heartwarming.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe like What About Bob was heartwarming, I think.
No, I don't think so. I think it's supposed to be like a serious What About Bob.
Oh, really? That makes me not want to see it now. Why'd you do that to me, Jonathan?
Huh?
That makes me not want to see it now. Why'd you do that to me?
Because I want it to fail, because I don't have it in my top five.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know how many it's expanding to, so I don't know what, like, because I'm sure it's going to get the curiosity tickets, but... If it's expanding to 1,000, nobody cares. If expanding to 3, that could be a problem.
I cannot imagine expanding to anything more than a couple of hundred theaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see that either.
I mean,
is
I can see it
at all.
I have no clue. I can see it being an art house slash college circuit kind of thing, but I can't see it.
Let me see if it's releasing, if it's expanding to any theaters by me this weekend.
Let's check Fandango.
My phone doesn't claim it is, so I don't think I care.
I'm just going to Fandango.com. So
I'm going to go buy a ticket now just to destroy Jonathan's list.
If you can find a theater showing it,
right.
You go right ahead.
I'll be on my way to Chicago.
Okay, so so that one movie that everybody... Come on, everybody, don't screw around.
The Beaver?
No. I think we all should do 2 through 5 this week. Because,
yeah,
come on.
Really?
This is kind of a no-brainer. Regardless of any review anyone sees about this.
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's going to be, I mean, there's just no way it's not... It's not number one this week, especially with no big blockbuster coming out last week, no competition this week. So everything is in its third week at least. Nobody. If you're going, like, I could see theater totals, you know, total box office from the weekend being down as compared to last week. I don't see Pirates not doing really well.
All right, so I looked up The Beaver on my phone, and it is playing in St. Louis.
Sweet!
Yeah, and it played today, so it's not... pre-expansion, it was playing in St. Louis.
Backseat box office road trip.
To
see The Beaver.
Plaza Frontenac.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense.
I'm not showing it playing anywhere in the northern Colorado area.
It's actually got a Rotten Tomatoes score of 63%.
That's
better than Pirates.
Pirates
has 35%.
As long as it's above 60%, it's fresh. Right?
I believe that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's
that
35%
won't matter.
It's not as high as Fast Five though, which has a 79%.
Hmm.
Thor has a 78%, and Bridesmaids has an 89%. Speaking of Bridesmaids, which I'm going to go ahead and blame Bridesmaids on Andrew not being here this week. I think maybe what happened was is Andrew is probably passed out in a gutter somewhere overdoing a celebration. because as some of you may or may not realize, so Julie and I went to see Bridesmaids over the weekend. And we sit down, sit through the trailers, where movie starts rolling, and like, because they always have like the Universal logo or the Amblin Entertainment. It's not Amblin anymore. It's DreamWorks. So you always know like who the studio is. So this star field comes up on screen, and the star starts swirling around and form like the spiral galaxy. I'm like, I don't even know what this is. And then the words relativity media splay across the screen. You may not understand, but Andrew has an issue with relativity media.
You might even call it
a curse.
A rivalry.
A rivalry is a good word.
What's the noun version of, or what's the descriptive version of nemesis? Is there like a nemesisery? I'm graduating in 6 months with an English degree. I get to make up words.
Booyah. Booyah.
Hey,
it will be good for nothing else, but I get to make up words.
We have a certified word maker upper. Boom. So, yeah, he's
don't
got...
bring your real words, Chris.
Can you come up with a better don't word try. For that word maker upper guy? We need, like, a title.
That sounds like a Real Men of Genius commercial right there. Mr. Word Maker Upper. So Bridesmaids was a Relativity Media production. And Andrew has this history of over or under picking by wide swaths Relativity Media films. He picked Bridesmaids at number 2. It was at number 2. So he is probably drunk in a gutter somewhere. That's why he's not here.
Behind it, man. It was. I mean, Saturday Night Live promoted it.
It's a funny movie.
I didn't. I mean,
Julie and I saw it. Julie and I saw it. It's a funny movie.
Yeah.
It looks pretty funny.
It's funny, and then the nice thing is unexpectedly, it was not front to back comedy. There were some decent story elements that went through it that it's kind of got, I mean, it's an Apatow picture, so it's got Apatow,
of course.
You know, it's funny, it's crude, it's raw, but there's like
family
a heart.
Values film. That's
yeah,
the,
there's like
that's
a heart
Apatow
behind
brings.
It. Yeah, there's like a heart behind it. You know, you get a little warm, fuzzy feeling.
The Animal House picture you can take to your church youth group.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what Apatow has achieved. I love it. It's great.
Yeah,
it's honest.
And it's you know, it's real, it's honest. The scene, I think at one point I stopped breathing at the wedding dress trying on when they went to the wedding dress store. That sequence happens immediately after going to a Thai restaurant. I will say no more to not ruin it for anyone, but that is quite possibly one of the most hilarious things I've seen in a while.
Nice.
So, I'm gonna go ahead and say that Andrew is passed out in a gutter. That's where he is. At some point, we may or may not expect to get a voicemail from him to edit into this episode to give his picks. If we get one of those, we'll go ahead and put it in now. Otherwise, you will hear dead air here, and Andrew just won't have picks this week.
He'll have to put them in the comments.
Thank you, Andrew, for your picks.
Or not.
Or not.
Hello, backseat box office guys. This is Andrew. Obviously, I was not on the show this week. I may or may not have been out celebrating. No, actually, I just fell asleep in my desk, at my desk. But anyway, I've got my picks. At number one, I'm putting Pirates of the Caribbean. Number two, I had a hard time with this one. I'm going to go with Thor, but honestly, I would not be surprised if Thor drops off a lot. Bridesmaids drops off a little, and Bridesmaids is number two. But I'm going to go with number one, Pirates. Number two, Thor. Number three, Bridesmaids. Number four, Fast Five. And then I got to number five. It seems like the safe bet would be Priest, but I think Priest is going to hemorrhage like 66%. And if Rio can pull off another week of only dropping, say, 10 to 15%, Rio will probably beat Priest. So went back and forth, and I just went ahead and decided to go ahead and put Rio at number five. So again, Pirates 1, Thor 2, Bridesmaids number 3, Fast 5 number 4, and Rio number 5. Sorry I couldn't be there, guys, but I'll see you next week. Bye.
You know, I will say, there. Perhaps this has broken the curse, but Universal is still listed as the primary studio on this. The true test for Andrew's relativity curse, relativity nemesisery,
yeah,
is going to be Judy Moody and the something that I can't see because the release thing is.
Yeah.
Because that's the next one that is shown as being specifically from the Relativity Studios.
That's true.
Hmm? What's the name of it again?
Judy Moody. It's a series of YA.
Oh, okay.
Books.
Say no more.
Yeah, Judy Moody and the Not Bummer Summer.
Yes, that's the one.
I'm sure you'll pick that at one.
I don't even think it's considered YA. I think it might even be like whatever the age group is under YA.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds like
a Diary of a Wimpy Kid kind of level.
I was thinking of those. What's the
Judy Blume?
Yeah,
you were thinking of Judy Blume.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
So, Jonathan, care to make a guess at what's going to happen this week?
Well, all right.
I actually think there's some problems going to surrounding what could happen this week. I honestly do.
I have my list. I'm not real confident, but I am like I feel pretty good about my reasoning behind my list at least.
I don't even have a list. I'm just gonna spitball it.
You're just gonna copy off of me.
Freaking list making has not helped me. Because then I don't follow it. So it's like why put forth the effort if I'm even going to use it?
So I think Priest is going to jump to the... No, wait. I'm sorry. That says Pirates, not Priest. I misread my handwriting. Pirates is... There's just no way it's not going to be number one.
Yeah.
There's just not.
Unless sometime between now and Friday, it comes out that Johnny Depp eats babies.
No, I think that's
and even then,
drive
and even then, yeah, people just go that. To it.
I think people expect Johnny Depp to eat babies for breakfast, you know, and like puppies for dinner. And if he doesn't, they're disappointed. Maybe if it comes out definitive proof that Johnny Depp doesn't.
Yeah, that could be more disturbing than.
Yeah. But beyond that, Pirates at number one. The next, at number two, I've listed Bridesmaids. I'm not real confident about this, but the way I figure it is, in the theater right now, once you throw in Pirates, the top six is made up of four summer blockbusters,
mm-hmm.
one R-rated comedy, and one kids movie.
Yep, exactly.
And I think that Bridesmaids will lose some, everybody's going to lose audience to Pirates. But I think that Thor is going to lose far more audience to Pirates than Bridesmaids is. You know, people are going to go see the summer blockbuster, and then they're going to be like, I want to go see a comedy, and then also see Bridesmaids. If they haven't seen, you know, in 3-4 weeks, if they haven't seen Thor or Fast Five by now, they're probably not going to.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts Thor at number three, and then Fast Five, just because there's such a huge gap between it and Priest.
Yeah.
At number four.
Well, and look at what Fast Five dropped. I mean, they only lost 37%, which that actually kind of surprised me, to be honest. Yeah. I thought it was going to lose more than that.
Yeah, but I mean, once again, if you're not into the, if you want a summer blockbuster and you're not into the comic book movies, your only other option is Fast Five.
True.
So, but this is where this is where I'm not real confident, and I went with, I don't know. I don't know what I went with. I put Rio at number five.
Yep.
Again. Because I, like, if Thor and Fast Five are going to take a hit from Pirates, Priest is going to take a major hit from Pirates.
Yes, absolutely.
Huge. Because I'm not hearing, I haven't heard good things from it from, like, you know, Tim ripped into it. I know that Rob Justice has ripped into it. I haven't seen the reviews, but, you know, it only pulled in fourth place. It only came in with $14 million, which probably is enough to make it back its money over the long term. But
yeah, Darren reviewed it, and I believe the gist of his review is that it was a good B movie.
Yeah.
He enjoyed it. He didn't feel like he wasted his time.
Yeah, but in a lineup with three A movies.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. And exactly.
Once again, we hit four summer blockbusters, you know, and I checked out the weekends from last year, and How to Train Your Dragon just kept holding on to the top, in the top five, because it had no competition.
Yeah, I think Rio's big competition is going to come next week when Kung Fu Panda, like, picks it up, chews it up, spits it out, and knocks it across the room.
Yeah, but I mean, at that point,
it's Rio just going to nuke. Carry. Yeah, it's just going to nuke at Rio. I mean,
yeah. But this week, there's just nothing, and so I think I don't think we're going to see quite so small a drop again. But I think it's a 10% drop from Rio is going to be far less significant than a 60-70% drop from Priest. You know,
yep.
Priest, if Priest drops more than 45%, it's below what Rio made already, and I can't see it holding on to even 60, like even 40% of its audience. So
no, all right, no.
That's my five.
I'm gonna absolutely completely copy what you just said. this is not just being lazy and copying it. I completely agree with your logic here. I think Bridesmaids has a good enough word of mouth, and Thor has been number one for 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. It's due for a good drop, a good solid drop, and I think Bridesmaids is just going to hold on and maintain over Thor's drop.
Yeah, I think that's the dangerous.
I think it's close
as far as it goes.
I think it's close. Yeah. I mean, it's dangerous, but you know, points wise, worst case scenario, Thor stays at number two. Bridesmaids is number three, so that's a flip. I think Fast Five is solid four. I can't see a situation where Fast Five is not going to be in number four, in fourth place. And then the choice is it Rio or Priest at number five? Worst case scenario I see at this point is I'm getting another 22. Best case, 25. But honestly, your logic is solid, and I'm going to go right along with it. So my choice is Pirates at number one, Bridesmaids at number two, Thor at number three, Fast Five at number four, and Rio in fifth still.
So for Father Beast, who in the comments made this, the remark that if we don't start copying each other, we'll never get the 75. Here you go, sir.
Well, and I made the point with the results show that I'm not going to just copy, you know, one of you guys unless I really feel solid.
Yeah.
That I'm going to do that. At that point, it's just as interesting to to be divisive and pick something different.
And I mean, like last week, it was rough.
It was close. It could have gone
where Bridesmaids and Priests were going to come in. Really, what was the buzz going? Because the buzz I've heard about Priests is, oh, it's terrible. I was actually fairly surprised that I got it right at number four.
I honestly was very close to not putting Priest in my top five.
Mm-hmm.
I was really close to that last week.
Yeah, and I don't think, as far from a logic standpoint, from expectations prior to the weekend, I wouldn't have blamed you for it either.
Well, yeah, especially looking at
it was a gutsy choice putting it there. And
looking at some of the other, terrible positions that some of these new movies have come in at.
Yeah.
So that said, Deuce. Do you have any ideas here? You can come in and smoke us all with your selections.
You know what's crazy is I totally thought, my first thought was Bridesmaid's going to stay at number 2 and Thor would drop to 3, Fast 5 would go to 4, and I hadn't determined who was number 5 yet. And that's exactly what you guys decided to do. So I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I think the only thing I'm going to do, because I don't want to copy everybody else, I think the only thing I'm going to do is...
Now, let me just tell you, this is exactly what happened last week. Jonathan picked first, and I had mine written down. And he, as he read down his list, he's like, the same, the same, the same. He got done, and I said, you son of a bitch.
Well, you know.
But, hey, that's what it's about.
It seems
mix
pretty,
it up.
The inferences seem pretty obvious. I mean, I think everyone agrees it's pretty easy. At least this week.
So, but you know what? Thor and Bridesmaids may not.
Well, here's what I was
thinking.
Change
position.
Here's what I was thinking. I think that Thor stands to lose the most audience from the Pirates movie. Mm-hmm. I think Fast 5 is actually a little bit of a different audience.
Yes.
So I think I'll put Fast 5 holding at 3, and I'll drop Thor to 4.
Wow.
And then I'll keep Rio at 5, and that'll be my picks.
All right.
Cool. That, you know, I can't That's, actually
that
fault
is,
that either.
That
I
is that is as valid.
Yeah.
I mean, especially in a world where Rio loses 3%.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, Fast 5 only lost 37 versus 47 for Thor. Yeah. So
is it still expanding to more theaters, Fast 5?
No. No,
I don't know.
I'm surprised it expanded to 130 more screens this past week.
I do know locally it looks like Thor, from what I can tell from the schedules, it looks like Pirates is on at least 4 screens. Thor is on 3. Fast 5 is on 2. And Priest is on 2, but only because it's got the 3D showings. But the 3D showings stop when the matinee ends.
Yeah.
There are no evening 3D showings of Priest, which is another reason why.
Which I'm sure they're going to drop off. Is Pirates in 3D?
Yeah, Pirates is in 3D.
Yeah, they're going to take over those 3D showings from Priest then, I'm sure. Unless they give them to Thor. And maybe those are where the Thor 3D showings are coming in. Because it's going to be interesting. Which is like... What we say every week.
What did Fast 5 open with? I mean, it was number 1.
Yeah, it was number 1.
When
it opened like 86.
It was like 86 million?
It was 86 million. It opened. It just blew everything away.
I mean, Thor, what did Thor open with?
60-something.
Yeah, it didn't have nearly as strong open as Fast 5, but Thor is not as a mainstream hero. And Fast 5 is... Fast 5 arguably is a much bigger franchise than Thor would be.
Oh, I would certainly agree.
I mean, I don't even think that's arguable.
And Fast 5 seems like a franchise that's been gaining steam.
It has.
Like if you look at Pirates has been losing steam. It's still going to be enough to carry the weekend, I think, but it's not.
It's been losing steam, but that's mostly because
it hasn't lost box office. I mean,
it's mostly because it's had some really crappy offerings. The third movie was just terrible.
Third movie was pretty bad.
I mean, there's a Pirates movie, and it's like 30 to 40 minutes before we see a boat. What? And I mean
they turned it into something else in that third one. But I did like the second one. I thought the second one. Really got into a lot of sea legend.
Yeah, it was
stuff
okay.
That I enjoyed, and I liked the character development in it.
I just liked the spirit of the first one, and what I've seen so far in the trailers of the new movie, it really looks like it's gone back to capture some of that fun that was in the first one.
But I'll actually say I think I laughed harder in the second one than I laughed at any of them because some of the jokes were so elaborately staged.
Yeah.
And then when they paid off, I was just like, that's great, you know. But But it was a darker film. I mean, it wasn't like...
It wasn't the light.
Oh, everyone's happy, you know, stuff.
Exactly. All right, so we may or may not hear from Andrew. It depends on if we can sober him up long enough to give his picks.
He's working on his Hangover Part 2 for Thursday.
Yeah. He's doing Part 1 this weekend, so he can work on Part 2 as the gimmick for when that movie comes out.
You better be careful about what tattoos he gets on his face. He might get sued.
Yeah. No. Just as long as he doesn't try to sell anything while he's wearing the tattoo, he'll be all right. All right. I'm done.
Ditto. Thanks for letting me hang.
Have a good weekend. If you can't be good, be safe. And if you can't be good, we'll see you next week after the rapture.
All right. Everyone take it easy.
We may have made that joke a couple of times in
maybe.
The way the game recorded we recorded today.
We made it a couple of times on Backseat Producers earlier.
This episode drops for the week of May 22nd, which means if you're listening to it, join us, godless heathens.
Yeah, that was pretty close to the joke I made for Backseat Producers since it drops on Monday. Hey, if you're listening to this, sorry you didn't make it through the rapture. All right. See you guys next week.
See ya.
See ya.